Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Thank you for joining. We're learning Pelayoitz in Ois Gimel, Shinom 250, on the topic of a ger, a sojourner, a traveler. Not the ger of the convert, the person coming into Yiddishkeit, but the person who is traveling, as the Pelayoitz is telling us, we are supposed to be travelers, traveling through this world to get to the Traklin, to get to the palace of Olam Haba. Just like a person who travels, takes the bare necessities, he doesn't want to carry extra burden, just takes what he needs for his trip. That's the mindset we're supposed to have day in and day out with our lifestyles that we live. And these words that were written a couple hundred years ago are so alive and prevalent and relevant here in our generation. In fact, last week, by the Agudah Convention of Yisrael Reisman Shlita, he spoke about the Gashmias, the too much of the Gashmias that people are living with here in this generation, knocking down houses and building mansions. One does it, the next one feels he has to do it, whether they can afford it or not. Building the pillars in front of the house, and of course, the luxurious lifestyles. I had mentioned once on the shir, I went to buy a hat in a hat store, and the person helped me was an Israeli fellow. Someone else comes over while the person helping with the hat, he's fixing it up, he's steaming it. And the person comes over and starts talking to him in Hebrew. Of course, you know, it wasn't a private conversation, and I was standing right there, I understood what he was saying. He's telling him, he was just out of Kiddush and Shabbos, and the hundreds and hundreds of dollars that they spent on the schnapps alone. And he says, then the next week, someone else, he has to show that he can do the same thing, and he also spends hundreds and hundreds of dollars on the schnapps alone. It could be in the thousands. But not always do they have the money. And he had to keep up with the Joneses. And the person was going crazy. He says, it's just absurd. Says the Pelayoyitz, v'zeh emes. And this is the truth. L'fima shehur galnu nase lanu echreichi. According to that which we are accustomed to, it becomes in our mindset a necessity. We are accustomed to something, a certain lifestyle, and then it becomes in our mindset a necessity. And we have to be careful not to create these unnecessary quote-unquote necessities in our lifestyles. That's not the Jewish approach. And that's what our Rebbe, the Pelayoyitz, is teaching us over here. And he says, a person who lives with this extravagant lifestyle and he's not able to keep up with it financially, he's going to amass a tremendous amount of debt because he won't be able to pay off all of his expenses. And then he's going to start hiding. And this is nothing new. Nothing ain chadash tachas hashamash. Nothing new under the sun. As Shlomo HaMelech told us, and the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Rav tells us the same thing. That a person who eats, they call it fatty meats. Fatty meats. On a regular basis, and he can't afford to pay for it. He has to hide from the creditors in the attic. It's Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Aleph Rav Aleph. The ochel al yoso toshi bal yoso. The ochel kakule akil kile de mosa shach. But a person who eats the vegetables are not so expensive. He can recline in the open public area because he's not worried from the creditors. He's not worried that they didn't come after him. He finishes that paragraph, he says, V'atoichel tanugim v'yeh libcho roidef alecho. The Pelioitz is telling us to be careful not to accustom yourself that the food you eat with the delicacies, an expensive appetite, because it's going to attack the person. It's going to hound the person. And there are two evils with this. Number one, he'll always have to find more money for his fix. That's number one. Number two, ultimately, this person will be spending beyond his means. And once again, as we said before, he's going to be forced to hide from his creditors. Sometimes people pick up, they move out of the towns they live in. The Chavetz Chaim, I know we're learning Pelioitz here, we can bring it in also. The Chavetz Chaim has a whole sefer, one of the smallest svarim. And the Hakdama, he discusses a lengthy Hakdama. I don't remember offhand which one of the svarim it is. It's by the index of the sefer. It goes through a whole introduction about a families that pick themselves up, and because they live above their means with a luxurious lifestyle, and then they can't afford it anymore, and then they have to run away from the creditors, and then they'll move to towns that are not a makom of Torah. And then unfortunately generations and generations are affected because of this. These are the words of the Chavetz Chaim. The Pelioitz is telling us to wake up. Use your money. Pay tuition. Use your money to buy tefillin. Do mitzvahs. You need a vacation, go on vacation. But luxuries, there's no hechsher on luxuries. And you'll say, well, so what's luxuries? This is basic necessities. Why is it called luxuries? He's doing it. They're doing it. It's like we gave the litmus test from the Chavetz Chaim. If you would be supporting someone else to go on a vacation, to go on a Pesach trip, where would you spend money on him for? How much would you spend on him? If you'd spend that on him also, okay, then you're saying to yourself, it's a necessity. But if you say, if you had to buy a car for someone else, this is just a way to understand if it's called luxury. And you get him a basic car. But for the person himself, he has to drive the Rolls Royce. So then we see over here, that's called a luxury. Because if he felt a Rolls Royce's basic necessities and he's supporting someone else to get that car, this is just a way to understand how do you define what's a basic necessity. Then he would buy that person a Rolls Royce also. But he's not. He's buying him the Camry, which is nothing wrong with a Camry. I drive a Camry. Great. It's a very dangerous, dangerous slope, slippery slope. And we saw early from the Pelioitz that unfortunately it arouses anti-Semitism. We all know what's going on in the world. The world. People want to know what should we do? The senators, the governors, the president, who do we speak to? Let's first take a look in the mirror and speak to ourselves and ask ourselves, what are we doing with our money? How are we living our lives as a Jew? Are we showing it off? Or are we living b'tznius? Are we living the life a yid's supposed to live?